Next lesson, lesson 14. In this lesson, we are going to talk about some uses of it in the subject position, used in the position of subject, like it's early, it's easy to understand this lesson. We are going to talk about expletive there. There is a book on the table. We are going to talk about possessive forms of and s, the legs of the table and the dog's legs. We are going to talk about possessive pronouns, mine, yours, etc. We are going to talk about whose, and we are going to talk about one and one. Okay. Where are you from?
I am from Qom.
You are from Qom. Okay. How is the weather in Qom in winter? How is the weather in Qom in winter? Is it hot? It is cold. Where are you from?
From Kerman.
Kerman. How is the weather in Kerman in summer? Give a complete answer. How is the weather in Kerman in summer? It is very warm. It is very hot. The weather is hot, huh? It is hot. What is hot here? What is hot here? Is it a verb? Is it an adverb? Is it a noun? Is it adjective? What is it? It is an adjective. It is hot. It is hot in Qom in summer. It is cold in Tabriz in winter. It is cold. What is the meaning of it here? You see, it doesn't have any special meaning. Sometimes you say the weather is cold. Hava sard ast. Fine. But you say it is cold. Sarde. It is hot. Gyarme. Of course, it is used in the place of the subject. Bejoy fa'il nishaste avval jumle. Amma yek حالت مبهمی رو داره، از لحاظ گرامری معنی خاصی رو نداره، معنی به خصوص. It is hot today. امروز it is raining. It is raining today. It is snowing. داره بارون میاد. So as you see, you use it at the beginning of the sentence. Okay. After this it, you can have an adjective Or you can have a noun phrase. It is Tuesday. It is Monday. It is Tuesday. Okay? It is a noun. Here you can have hot, excuse me, late, early. Here you can have, it is 8 o'clock. On the radio, you listen, it says, dun, dun. It is 8 o'clock. Here is Tehran. Huh? It is 8 o'clock. So when they want to announce the time, they say it is Tuesday. And also, after it, you can have a verb. It rains a lot in Rashed. It rains, it snows. باز هم it یعنی آن میبارد که نمیگیم دیگه، یعنی باران میبارد الات مقدار زیاد در رشت. یا it is raining now. باز هم میگیم هوا دارد باران میبارد، که اصلا معنی خاصی نداره، داره بارون میاد. It is snowing. داره بارون میاد. Okay. Where are you from? Yeah. Which part? You are from Amul. How is the weather in Amul now? How is the weather? Is it hot? Is it cold? Make a sentence like this. It is cold in Amul. Where are you from, Mr. Sali?
I am from
Afghanistan. Which city?
Ghazni.
You are from Ghaznain. Okay. Yes. How is the weather in Ghaznain in winter? Very cold or cold?
Very.
What time is it now? What time is it now?
It is
a quarter past 10. What was the time an hour ago? What was the time an hour ago? It was a quarter past 9. الان a quarter past 10. It was a quarter past 9. What time will be next hour? Next hour. Now it is a quarter past 10. Next hour, what time it will be? After 1 hour. It will be a quarter past 11. الان یه رو بعد از دهه، یه ساعت، یه رو بعد از 11 دیگه. چه فکر چی هستی؟
نه.
در اون صورت هم اون آقا هم جواب میده که مبارک غلام شما. ولی جواب جمله درست نمیشه. خلاصه. همون دیگه، مهم اینه که بتونید جواب بدید. هدف اولین هدف در این آموزش زبان همین اول، بله دو اول متوجه سلام علیکم، اول درک مطلب شنیدنه، دوم جواب دادن، سوم خواندن، چهارم نوشتن. شما حداقل این دو تا مهارت رو What is the day today? Mr. Khodai. What is the day today?
Sorry?
I am asking you about the day, not about how are you today. What is the day today? What is the date? It is Thursday. What was the day yesterday? It was Wednesday. Was. What was the day before yesterday? It was Tuesday. What will be tomorrow? What day will be tomorrow? Tomorrow. It will be Friday. What will be the day after tomorrow? The day after tomorrow. Saturday. Tomorrow will be Friday. The day after Friday is Saturday. What month it is now? Is it Khordad this month?
No.
What month is it?
It is Isfand.
What was the last month? It was Bahman. What will be the next month?
Farvardin.
Yes, it will be Farvardin. What will be the month after the next month? Ordi Behesht. What was the month before the last month?
Day.
Before Bahman was day. So now you understand. How is the weather now? Is it snowing?
No.
It is raining. It is raining. How is it, Mr. Salehi? Is it clear? Is the sky clear?
No.
No, it is? It is? English. It is cloudy. ببینید؟ تا موقعی که به کار نبرید همین جملات ساده رو که میدونید ها من مطمئنم میدونید الان که من کلاودی رو گفتم که راست و حسینی چند نفر نمیدونست معنی کلاود یا کلاودی رو شما نمیدونستین؟ دیگه غیر از ولی یه دو میدونستن سه نفر ولی اون سه نفر جواب ندادن برای اینه که تمرین نمی کنید حالا به هر حال خب همون دیگه مسئله همینه که طول نکشه چون وقتی شما آماده باشید سریع میتونید جواب بدید هرچی مهارت داشته باشید سریعتر میتونید پیدا بکنید بسیار خوب It is cloudy today. پس ببینید معنی it روشن شد. معنی خاصی نداره. جای فاعل اول جمله میشینه. در مورد وضع هوا، در مورد تاریخ و در مورد یک صفت یا یه اسم صحبت میکنه. چندان مسئله مشکلی نیست. ولی به هر حال بهتر است که شما یاد بگیرید این رو. بله همین شما از در تا میبینید تو دستاتون میاد میگین It is cold همینطور که فارسی ها میگیم سرده برای همینه که میگیم معنی خاصی نداره به جایی بر نمیگرده So we are in قوم now This is Tehran. How much is the distance between Tehran and Qom?
۱۳۵ کیلومترز.
How much is the distance between Tehran and Qom? 130 kilometers. You say it is 135 kilometers. To this question, how is the distance between Tehran and Qom? How much is the distance between Tehran and Qom? You could say the distance between Tehran and Qom is 135 kilometers, or you can say it is 135 kilometers. مختصر 135 کیلومتر همونطور که تو فارسی هم میگیم. It is 135 kilometers. Now you have here, you have a map of the United States of America. البته نقشه کامل نیست، اما از لحاظ منطقی درسته. Here you have Seattle in the state of Washington, northwest America. Seattle در ایالت واشنگتن آمریکا در شمال شرق. Here you have Boston, northeast of America. Here you have New Orleans, south of America. Here you have Miami, southeast America. Here you have Los Angeles, is southwest of America. Now we want to know the distances between these places. Mr. Calhoun, how much is the distance between Seattle and San Francisco?
It is
800 kilometers or miles. البته اونا بر حسب مایل میگن. How much is the distance between San Francisco and Los Angeles? مثل خدایی.
It is 400
miles. مثل خاجویی. How much is the distance between Los Angeles and Washington?
۲۷۰۰ کیلومترز.
How much is the distance between Washington and New Orleans? مثل محمدی. ۱۱۰۰ میلز. How much is the distance between New York and Boston? 200 miles. How much is the distance between New York and Miami? 300 miles. Mr. Salehi, how much is the distance between New York and Detroit?
600 kilometers.
How much is the distance between Los Angeles and New York? Huh? Who can say? Los Angeles and New York. Los Angeles
West of America. First you should go to Washington. From Washington you should go to New York.
2000?
2,930 kilometers. Okay, look at page 14. Look at page 14. Additional examples. It is 2 blocks from here. Excuse me, I said 14. Page 145. Additional examples on top of the page. Here. On top of the page. Here, here. It is 2 blocks from here to the post office. How much is the distance from here to the post office? It is 2 blocks from here to the post office. Or it is 2 blocks to the post office. Blocks? O, O-C-K. Additional means more. Block? Yes. You see, suppose this is a block of building. This is another block of building. This is another block. Here you have one block. Here you have another block. Here you have another block. Here is your school. Here is the post office. This is the post office. This is your school. The distance between here to here is 1 block, and the distance from here to this is another 1 block. So it is 2 blocks from here to there, means you should pass 2 streets. First street, second street, and this is the post office. So the distance is 2 blocks. It is 2 blocks from here to the post office. No, block. Char gushe block simani, block. Yes. Now, yes.
Not far to the post office.
Yes. So you can say it is near the post office. To understand this lesson is easy. This is one way of saying something in a sentence. To understand this lesson is easy. House? Yes.
It is 5 hours by car from here to Chicago.
No, 5 hours.
Hours.
1 hour, 2 hours. 60 minutes is 1 hour. No, 60 minutes is 1 hour. هر 60 دقیقه یه ساعت دیگه.
So, to understand this lesson is easy.
You say, it is easy
to understand this lesson. It is easy to understand this lesson. What is easy to understand? No, جواب منو بدید. What is easy to understand? It is easy to understand this lesson. What is easy to do, Mr. Khalqi? What is easy to do? It is easy to understand this lesson.
It is fun. Fun.
جالب.
It is fun to learn English.
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 What is fun to do?
It is fun to
learn. What is fun to play? What is fun to play?
To
play what?
Volleyball.
For example, go skiing. To go skiing to Dizin. What is fun to do, Mr. Kazemi?
Fun to do. It is fun to go skiing.
Exciting. Instead of fun, you can use exciting.
هیجان آور.
What is an exciting thing to do?
It is exciting
to learn
English. Other things. It is exciting to fly an airplane. One other thing. Now, instead of this exciting, easy. It is easy.
It is easy to learn English.
It is easy to learn English.
Russian.
It is easy to learn Russian. Russi.
It is easy
to learn Russian.
Is it easy or is it difficult?
Difficult.
It is difficult.
It is
difficult
to learn
Russian.
It is difficult to learn Russian.
It is difficult to learn Russian.
Japanese.
It is difficult.
Japanese.
It is difficult to learn Japanese.
It is difficult to learn
Japanese. It is difficult to learn Japanese.
It is difficult to learn Japanese.
Do algebra problems. Algebra. Huh?
Yeah.
Yes, it is
difficult to learn algebra.
To do algebra problems, to solve حل کردن algebra problems. This is it. همین بحث راجع به it. It در جای فاعل اول جمله.
این دیگه در میاد خود فاعل دوباره میاد. اون رو هم easy to learn به اصطلاح در حالت متمم برای is آمده. Predicate.
To understand.
Master.
همین من که همین اصلا بحثمون در مورد همینه که این it بعدش یا صفت میاد it is cold it is hot، یا فعل میاد it rains today یا it is raining داره بارون میاد، یا اینکه اسم میاد it is Monday it is Sunday. همین این چند تا رو باید یاد بگیرین و بدونینم که it معنی خاصی نداره. Now expletive there. A book is on the table. There is a book on the table. Instead of saying a book is on the table, you can say there is a book on the table. There are two books on the table. There are a few students in the classroom. There are. You see again, there here doesn't have any special meaning. میگیم یک کتاب در روی میز هست، میگیم کتابی روی میز هست. این there هیچ معنی خاصی نداره، فقط برای اینکه جمله باهاش شروع بشه اومده. ببینید look at the difference between these two sentences. There is a chair there. What is there here? What is there here? The second one is adverb of place. There. Here. This is an adverb of place. But the first one is the expletive there. There توضیح دهنده است. There is وجود دارد a chair there. There میتونیم بگیم in the room, in the garage, near the door. پس اون there دومی قید مکان با there اولی نباید اشتباه بشه. اینا there are some books on the table. معمولا این پترن به کار نمیره. A book is on the table. به جای میگیم کتابی روی میز وجود داره. There is a book on the table. There are some students in class. تعدادی شاگرد در کلاس وجود دارن. نمیگیم some students are in class. There are. Okay, look at exercise 5. Tell me something that is interesting to do. مثل خدایی. You say it is interesting to visit foreign countries or it is interesting to meet new people. مثل کلهور. Tell me something that is fun to do, interesting to do. Tell me something that is interesting to do.
Interesting, the same as fun, جالب, absorbing. یه جمله به من بگید مثل همین جمله هایی که اینجا هست. Page 148
is to do.
Okay. Tell me something that is easy to do. مثل خدایی. Number 2. Tell me something that is easy to do. It is easy to learn English. مثل خاجویی. Tell me something that is dangerous to do. Dangerous, خطرناک. To play where? On the street. هر بازی که خطرناک نیست. It is dangerous to play on the street or in the street. مثل محمدی. It is what is exciting to do? Tell me something that is exciting to do. Exciting
to
watch TV. It is exciting to watch TV. Good to do, Mr. Good morning. It is good to do. Tell me something that is good to do. It's good to play in class. Not good. It's good to listen in class. Important, Mr. Saleh. It is important.
What is the meaning important?
Mohem.
It is important lesson to the class.
Yes, it is important to listen to the teacher. گوش کردن به معلم مهمه. It is important to be on time. سر موقع اومدن is good, important. Tell me something that is impossible to do. Impossible, غیر ممکن. What is it is impossible. Impossible. مطالعه انگلیسی غیر ممکنه. نه. You can say it is impossible to learn 5 languages at the same time. یاد گرفتن 5 تا زبان با هم دیگه is impossible. Okay. Tell me something that is hard to do. To play in class is hard. اونجوری که نه جملتون رو شروع کنم. بعد ببین it is hard to play in class. Why is it hard? چرا مشکل چه اشکال داره؟ So it is hard to play in class. Tell me something that is necessary to do. Nice, good. Tell me something that is necessary to do. لازم. It is necessary to study. Yes. Tell me something that is polite to do. مثل کاظمی. Polite, مؤدبانه. Tell me something that is polite to do.
Polite.
Huh?
In the party.
To do what? It is polite to
listen.
To listen to the teacher, or it is polite to say hello. to your friend. Hello, how are you? It's polite to say good morning.
Tell me something that is unusual to do, Mr. Khaliqi.
It is unusual to learn Japanese.
Japanese, very good. It is unusual to learn Japanese. Rest is غیر متعارفه کسی ژاپنی یاد بگیره. Unusual, opposite usual. Usual متداول مرسوم. Unusual, not usual.
Okay, if I ask you about where, go to exercise number 6 on page 149, with an adverbial of place on the table. There are a few books on the table. There are a lot of students in the classroom. There weren't many students here yesterday. There's a little milk in that glass. There isn't much milk in that glass. There were several chairs in the room. There are 3 elephants in the city zoo. With an adverbial of time, tomorrow. There's going to be a party tomorrow. There were several parties last week. Listen to the negative statement. Make an affirmative statement in your response, in your answer. Use the adverbial place of adverbial place if one is given, but change the time to today. There wasn't a pen here yesterday, but there is one here today. There wasn't a party yesterday, but there is one today. There weren't any apples on the table yesterday, but there are some on the table today. There wasn't any snow on the ground yesterday, but there is some on the ground today. Number one.
There wasn't any ice here yesterday, but there is some ice here today.
Mr. Khodayi.
There weren't any chairs here yesterday, but There are some here today.
Next one.
There wasn't any coffee here yesterday, but
there is some
coffee here today.
Some is enough. I'm some. We get the lazim is coffee rambi.
سام میگیم بله
اگر ای باشه ولی جواب میده
بله برای که اون شمارشیه اینجا هم شمارشیه next one yes next one yes a piece of chalk
on the table yesterday, but there are one piece of chalk on the table today.
But there is. Next one.
There weren't any doctors in the office yesterday. There are some in the office today.
Okay, now if we want to change this into question form, there are some students in the class. Are there students? Ask a question, Mr. Calhoun. There is a book on the desk. Change it into question form.
Is there a book on the chair, on the desk?
Answer. Is there a book?
Yes, there is.
Yes, No,
there isn't.
Ask a question about the students. I tell you the sentence. There are some students in the classroom. Are there some students in the classroom? Answer.
Yes, they are.
There are. Yes, there are some students in the classroom. Okay, exercise 7. Page 150. Listen to the statement, change it to a yes-no question. Another student will give a true short answer. There's a blackboard in this room. Is there a blackboard in this room? Yes, there is. There's a tiger in this room. Babr. Is there a tiger in this room? No, there isn't. Babr. There are a lot of easy patterns in our book. Are there any easy patterns in your book?
Yes.
Are there a lot of easy patterns in your book? Yes, there are. No, there aren't. Number one, in the back. Number one, read it. You.
There is a desk.
150. A desk. No, no, show more.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
Next one, number two.
There's a cat in this room. Is there a cat in this room? Yes, there isn't. Yes, there is.
No, there isn't. Next one. Mr. Coffey.
There are some students in this room. Are there some students in this room? Yes, there are. No, there are.
Next
there
one.
There are a lot of herbs in this city. Are there a lot of trees in this city? Yes, there are. No, there aren't.
Yes.
There are a few books on the teacher's desk. Are there a few books on the teacher's desk? Yes, they are. There are. No, there are. There are.
Yes, thank you very much.
There is a little bed in your refrigerator.
Refrigerator, Westinghouse, General Steel, Arch, refrigerator. Refrigerator.
Yes, there is.
Yes, next one.
There's a lot of money in your bank.
Account, huh? Account, hesap.
Is there a lot of money in your bank account? Yes, there is. No, there isn't.
Bank account, hesap ve banki.
There's going to be some homework for you to do tomorrow. Is there going to be some homework for you to do?
For us, huh? For us.
Yes, there is. No,
there is. Yeah. Next one.
There will be an examination at the end of this
month.
Course.
Yes. Dore.
Will there be an examination at the end of this course?
Yes, they are. No, they are.
Yes, they
are. Yes, they are. There will, no, there
won't.
There won't,
yes. Next one.
There will be a party after the
examination.
Examination.
Okay. There won't. Now let's go to the. Do you have any question about this part?
No.
Is it clear? Okay, now we are going to talk about possessive forms. Of and apostrophe S. We use this for things. We use this for people. And animal. Okay, now, example from number one. You say the door of the room. The door has, the room has a door. It is the door of the room. You say the door of the room. Suppose I have a book. I have a book. That is my book. You say the
book of
this is two. This is one. One. This is two. Okay. The teacher's book. You see, this desk, it has four legs and one top. This is a desk, suppose. This
This is a desk, for example. These are the legs. You say what? Those are the legs of the desk or table. What about my leg? The teacher's leg. Jawad's leg. Mary's legs. A student. Pens. A student. Pens. A student's book. Box. Window and room.
The window of the room.
Because what about sometimes we use S for things. For example, the day's work. The day's work. کار اون روز. A week's vacation. A week's vacation. مرخصی یک هفته. این یه حالت استثنائیه. Otherwise, this is an exceptional case. Otherwise, you use of for the things and objects and apostrophe S for people and animals. For people
and animals.
Okay. Now, the students books. What about this? Students are people, but they are plural. Students is a plural word. So how can you say we use only an apostrophe here without any S? If you don't put this apostrophe, people may suppose this is a plural word, the plural form of a student. اگه اپوستروفی رو نذارین چه فرقی با حالت جمع شاگردان داره؟ اصلا معلوم نمیشه که این ملکیه. If you want to add one S here, you cannot pronounce one S after another S. You cannot say students. It is impossible. So you say the student's books without the second S. After plural nouns ending in S, you can say the men's book. توجه بکنید اسم جمعی که اس نداره آخرش اون مسئله ای نداره، آپاستروفی اس میشه. اما اون اسامی که با در جمع اس میگیرن بعد از آپاستروفی اگر یک اس دیگه بخوایم بذاریم، دوتا اس اصلا غیر ممکنه تلفظ کردنش. در نتیجه یکی از این اسا رو برمیداریم، مثل دومی رو برمیداریم. پس به این ترتیب به این اسم جمعتون یه دونه آپاستروفی فقط اضافه میشه و این نشون دهنده اینه که بله بعد از اس و قبل از اون اسمی که متعلقه به اونها هست یک دونه آپاستروفی میذاریم، میشه دستیو همون دستیودنس بوکس. روح بلاش رو
اسم
یک معلمه، حالا کاری نداره. اگر میگه اگر چند تا معلم بود the teachers books، کتاب های معلم ها.
اگر بعدش بیاد نشانه جمع،
این درسته ولی
اگر بعدش باشه چاره ای نداریم، یعنی اول اون اسم جمعه که ما یا آپاستروف میذاریم،
ولی هر دو مالکیت میذاریم،
هر دوش مالکیته، اون برای جمع ها، اون برای مفرد. اوکی، اگزرسایز 8. Listen to the two statements. Make a new statement using the possessive form. It's a book. The boy has it. It's the boy's book. Their books. The boy has them. They're the boy's books. It's a car. It belongs to Mary. It's Mary's car. Number A. Their legs. They are on the table. They are the legs of the table. Number one. Mr. Khalegistan.
They are legs. They are on a dog. They are a dog's legs.
Next one.
They have lungs. Bob has them.
Their.
Problems.
Good. Next one. Yes, their Bob's problems. مشکلات بابن. بابم اس انسانه، اس میگیره دیگه.
It's a cover. It's on this porch.
Cover. You see? Look here. This is the plastic cover of my book. Plastic cover. It is a cover. So. No. It is. The cover of the book.
It is the cover of the
book. Mr. Salehi. Of this book or the book, it doesn't make any difference. Next one.
It's today's homework.
Homework. It's today's homework. Next one. Their John's letters, very good. Next one. A speech is the same as lecture, سخنرانی. No. It was Mr. Miller's speech. سخنرانی یه شخصه، مالکیت شخص رو با اس نشون میدیم، نمیتونیم بگیم که the lecture of Mr. رفسنجانی. البته نمیتونیم که، ما داریم این قاعده رو درس میدیم. دو خط دیگه تو همین کتاب هم نوشته، بعدا نخونین بگید که این عجب چیزی به ما گفت، نوشته خیلی ها اینها رو به جای همدیگه به کار میبرن، ولی شما این قاعده رو دارید میخونید و این قاعده ازتون امتحان میشه. و الا خیلی هم میگن که مثلا the lecture of the teacher. فکر نکنید تو انگلیسی کسی اینو نمیگه، منتها ما داریم اینجا میگیم که چیزایی که مربوط مالکیت شیعه با آوه، اونایی که مال شخصه با اس. Next one.
The top of.
It's the top of the table. Next one, Mr. Mazrai.
She is the wife.
She is a wife. Hamsar.
She's a wife.
She married Mr. Miller. ازدواج کرده با آقای میلر.
She
Mr. Miller's. She is Mr. Miller's wife. Next one.
They are one. They are in his room. They are the room of.
No, the walls of. They are the walls of.
The walls of in this room.
The walls of this room. She is Mr. Miller's wife, yes. Next one. Uses it. It's the teacher's desk. Next one is Khajui.
Their glasses, they belong to Harry.
Belong, تعلق داشتن.
Belong to Mary.
Belong to Mary. خب چی شد؟ نه یعنی این سه چهار تا غلط توش هست تو این جوابی که شما دادی. They are Mary's glasses. Next one. مثل خاجوی. Excuse me. مثل کلهور.
It is an old coat. John owns it.
Owns it. Own means have. مالک بودن. داشتن. Possess. Yes.
John's coat.
Yes, Mr. Khodai.
It's a house Mr. Miller bought it. It's house Mr. Miller.
It is Mr. Miller's house.
Mr. Allen's.
Oh, that is no problem. Next one, Mr. Khalegi.
They are
wheels. چرخ.
They are the wheels of my bicycle.
Yes, thank you. Next one.
It was a
vacation.
Vacation.
Like holiday. Almost. مرخصی.
It was. It was a week's vacation.
گفتیم در مورد تایم وقت رو با اس میگیم. It was a week's vacation. Next one. Paper. It came today. It's today's paper. روزنامه امروزه. Next one. Play with them. اسباب بازی.
They're the children's toys.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now let's go to the You see, I ask you, whose book is this? Whose book is this?
This book is one of the...
Your book. That is your book. Whose book is this?
That book is
his book. His books. That book belongs to Mary. Whose book is that? Her book. That is her book. These books belong to us. These books belong to us. Whose books are they? Our books. These are our books. And those books over there, they belong to those students. Whose books are they? Those are their books. Their books. So, I'll tell you. Do you remember we said adjectives modify a noun, صفات حالت اسم رو بیان میکنن, and they usually answer, معمولا جواب میدن to the question what kind, how many, which one. صفت در واقع ضمن اینکه حالت اسم رو بیان میکنه پاسخی است به این سوال چند تا, کدام یک و چه نوع. What kind of a car do you have? I have a new car. A machine new دارم. How many brothers do you have? I have 5 brothers. پنجم اینجا یه صفته. I have no brother. برادری ندارم. No brother. So همین صفر. هیچ برادر ندارم. این هم صفته. چرا؟ I have no brother. I have no brother. I have one brother. One هم صفته. No هم تو انگلیسی صفت. Which one do you prefer? Do you prefer the first book, the first lesson, or the second lesson, or the third lesson? You say, I prefer the first lesson. First is also an adjective. What kind of a car do you have? I have a new car. Whose book is that over there? کتابی کیه؟ That is his book. کتاب اوه. پس باز در مورد نوع کتاب به ما یه اطلاعاتی میده. پس صفته. منتها صفتی که ملکیت رو هم میرسونه. به این میگیم صفت ملکی. This is my book. Which book is this? My book. کتاب منه. That is his book. Which book is that? اون کدوم کتابه؟ That is his book. Okay. Now we use a kind of possessive words which take the place of the noun also. Those are called possessive pronouns. These are possessive adjectives because they modify a noun. Now we are going to talk about a group of words which take the place of the noun itself. Instead of my book, I say mine. Instead of your book, I say. Instead of his, I say his. Instead of her, I say hers. Instead of it, I say its. No change. Our. Ours. Your. there. Why they are called possessive pronouns? Because they show both possession and also take the place of the noun. اینها ضمن اینکه مالکیت رو نشون میدن جای اسم رو هم گرفتن و هر چیزی که جای اسم بشینه ضمیره دیگه. You see, this is my book, it is mine. مال منه. Mine is new. مال من نوه. Your book is old, but mine is new. دیگه اینجا بوک تکرار نشد. اما مال من نوه. Your car is fast, but mine is slow. Your car is fast. You have a Mercedes. My car is a Gian. Mine is slow. Okay? Your book is difficult. Mine is easy. Your book is difficult. Mine is easy. Exercise 9 on page 153. Number 1, Mr. Calhoun is going to start.
My book is on the table.
Yes, read it. First, read the examples.
My book is on the table.
Yeah.
But your book is on the table. My book is on the table and your
is two. Two here means also. Next one.
Is this car?
No, no. Let him finish the examples. Read the examples.
His car can go very fast. Her car can go very fast. His car can go very fast. And her's car can too.
Hers can too. Next one.
John's cat likes fish. Mary's cat likes fish. John's cat likes fish and Mary's does too.
Yes, number one.
Your grammar book is great. My grammar book is great. Your grammar book is green and mine is two. The chair is very large. The chair is very large and her is two.
Very good. Next one.
My friend can speak English. Your friend can speak English. My friend can speak English and
yours can too.
Speak Spanish.
And his also. کوشش کدومه؟ Her friends always speak Spanish and his always too. And his do too. Friends plural. Next one. No. He's due to. Next one.
Your examination will be difficult. Your examination will be difficult. Our examination will be difficult. And yours will be too.
Yes.
Your homework was difficult. Your homework was difficult.
your homework was because theirs was too.
And theirs was too. Next one.
The teacher became difficult
assignment. Assignment is homework.
Assignment. Or teacher became difficult assignment. Their teachers give difficult assignment and all do too.
Yes.
Assignment homework.
Homework. Yes, next one.
There is a car already passed. Just in a car.
New.
And
his does too. Next one.
Hair. Hair is long. The boy's hair is long. The girl's hair is long.
And his is too. Girl, boys or boy?
Boys.
And theirs.
Boys.
And his. Hair. This is hair. شما خودت نشون میدی منم میپرسی. Next one. یه چیزایی ببینید که در حد دیپلم باشه. Go ahead.
Doubter,
yes.
Hard. Mr. and Mrs. Tarkle, doubter works hard. Mr. and Mrs. King, the doubter works hard, and theirs do too.
And theirs do too. داوتر دختر، فرزند دختر. این کتاب چیه آقای صالحی دست شما؟ اینو ترجمه کردن اینو؟ خب دیگه وقتی که همچین ابزاری هم دارید دیگه شما باید از نمره یه چیز هم بزنید بالا. نه واقعا کمک یه وقتایی آدم، البته میگم به شرط که اول شما سعی کنید جمله رو انجام بدید بعد یه مقایسه بکنید، خیلی مفید. بله الان Living English Structure کتاب قرمزی هست، 20 سال پیش هم تو دانشکده درس میدم. اون پرپوزیشن هایی داره، اون اگزرسایز های ادوانسدش که یه وقتایی من تو خونه از من میپرسم، من میگم هم این میشه هم میتونه اون یکی باشه، برو اون کلیدو نگاه کن این کدومه که خودش کدومو میگه. حالا یه وقتایی آدم شک میکنه لازمه، ولی این کتاب فقط در همین حد به درد میخوره. اگر خدای نکرد آدم بخواد، میدونی نیروی کاذب به آدم میده، برای اینکه آدم از رو این میخونه جوابم جلوش هست، فکر میکنه که میدونه، در حالی که نه، با تمرین خودتون رو بخونید، موقعی که فکر کردید که یه جایی رو شک دارید جوابشو باش فکر میکنید از آقای کلهور دارید میپرسید یا از ایکس میپرسید، اون موقع به این کتاب رجوع میکنید. ولی اگه همینطوری خودش رو بخونید
مضر من فکر میکنم به جای مفید باشه. Okay, go to exercise 10. Let's do a few sentences here. I have my books. John has his. I put my books on the table. John and Mary. John and Mary put theirs on the table. He is reading his book. I am reading mine. Number one, Mr. Calhoun. It was your turn. You read. Brought.
John brought
his. His, very good. Next one.
I brought my
to class.
Mary.
Mary brought her. Next one. Mr. Calhoun.
Mary.
ببینید اگه ببین همین اس نباشه وقتی که از شما پرسش میشه شما اون نمره رو از دست میدید به خاطر همین یک کلمه اس، چون اینجا پرسش فقط در مورد همین اس دیگه، هیچ کارش هم نمیشه کرد. فرق بین هر و هر ضمیر و صفته. اگه همین اسو نداشته باشه تمام اجزای جملتون هم درسته، چون در مورد اونا که ما سوال نکرده بودیم. همین هر و هرز رو باید تشخیص بدیم. Next one.
I am doing my homework today.
Is doing homework. نشد. I am doing my homework and Fred is doing his. Next one, Mr. Khajui.
We don't play our card. Esther and Mrs. Smith.
Okay.
Esther and Mrs. Smith.
Don't like. ببینید اگه بگید ours هم غلط نیست، مال ما رو دوست ندارن، اما سیاق جمله ها اینجور بود که ما مال خودمون رو دوست نداریم، اونا مال خودشونو، مال خودشونو باید بگین theirs. Next.
Like
دوست داشتن. Next one.
Visited.
آقای اسمیت برادرش ضمیر ملکیش میشه his. خب ببینید notice the formation of questions with whose. این پترن رو شما قبلا داشتید در حالت فاعلی. Who sees Mary؟ ها؟ Who does Mary see؟ درسته؟ مری چه کسی رو میبینه وقتی که سوال در مورد مری که خودش فاعل فعل دیدنه، فعل کمکی ندارید. Who Mary sees. مری چه کسی رو میبینه. حالا اگر بخوایم سوال بکنیم در مورد اون سوژه‌ای که مری داره میبینه، مثلا علی رو مری داره میبینه، میگیم Who does Mary see؟ و جواب اینه که مری sees علی. حالا خب حالا همه اون رو یه دونه ملکی هم اینجا گذاشته. ببینید میگین جانز فادر سیلز پاول. جانز فادر نفر سمت چپ تو تصویر. جانز فادر سیز پاول که پاول در وسطه. هو سیز پاول؟ چه کسی پاول رو میبینه؟ جانز فادر سیز پاول. حالا اگر بخوایم اینو سوالی بکنیم پترن اس، یعنی پترن فاعلی، پترن سابجکتیو، هوز فادر سیز پاول؟ پدر چه کسی پاول رو میبینه؟ شما هم که میدونید اون جمله بالایش بود جانز فادر سیز پاول. حالا پترن مفعولی اون زیر هست. پاول سیز میریز فادر. پاول که در وسطه، پدر یک کسی دیگر حالا داره میبینه. Who does Paul see? چون اینجا در مورد مفعول داریم صحبت میکنیم، میبینید دازم گرفت. حالا میخوایم مالکیتش رو برای مفعولی سوال بکنیم، هوز به اضافه داز، چون تو اون جمله قبلی هم داز داشت. پس هوز فادر داز پاول سی؟ پدر چه کسی رو میبینه؟ در حالی که اون بالایی پدر کی پاول رو میبینه. حالا اینجا میگیم پاول پدر چه کسی رو میبینه؟ متوجه این فرقشو؟ هوز برای ملکیت، چون در مورد ملکیت داشتیم صحبت میکردیم، حالا میخواد هم اینو با اون قضیهی که در گذشته داشتیم. صفحه بعد 155 اون بالا نوشته که شما در درس 4 قسمت 9C و درس 11 قسمت AC این قبل بحث رو قبلا خوندین. حالا یه هوز هم آورده که به صدا ببینید در حالت ملکی یه دفعه گیج نشید که چی میشه و اینا. خب student exercise 11, listen to the statement, make a corresponding question with whose. Another student will give a short answer. Student A: whose father sees Paul? John's. Paul sees Mary's father. Student B: whose father does Paul see? Mary's. Now, make a few sentences and then you can go. Number one, whose turn was it? شماره یک و شما.
You can see John's book.
Book. Whose book?
Can you see?
John's. Next one.
John's pencil is on the table. Whose pencil is on the table?
John. Okay.
Maybe answers are on the table. Who answers?